Succession number 20176.
Well, I was conscripted there, of course. My dad didn't want me to go, of course. I was an only child, you see, and my boss said, oh, I'll defer you as long as I can, which I was annoyed, because I wanted to go into the Wrens, you see. And my dad wasn't very happy about that.
So what were you doing when...?
I was working in the shop, you see. So, of course, later on, they couldn't defer me any longer. So I said at the Labour Exchange, I said, I would like to do something where there's ships. I said, well, you're too late now, really, for the Wrens, because they've had about a quarter. The WAPS and the ATS, they had the quarter for there too, which I wasn't really bothered about that, but I would have preferred the Wrens. So she said, well, the only thing we can do for you is to send you to training centre at War's End. So my cousin and I, we're both the same age, she's a little bit older than I, she's an invalid now. We went together, you see. So we went to the War's End training centre, we had a hilarious time there, it was great. Of course we were in Diggs, you see, at Holy Cross. And it was laughable actually, because we first started off with bench fitting, you see. We got on like a house on fire, but they said, oh, the instructor was leaving, so would we go into the welding thing? So I said, oh, well, I don't know. I said, well, try it. So we went on the oxyacetylene welding, you see, making tin boxes. It was hilarious because we seemed to be burning holes in it all the time, you see. So I think he gave us up as a bad job. The instructor kept saying, you know, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. There was four of us actually. Yeah. There was another two ladies. They were called Ruby and Mabel. They were twins.
Yeah.
And of course, my cousin and I both having the same surname, and they both had the same surname, they thought that we were sort of being a little bit funny, you know, when we used to go to sign on.
Yeah.
Well, no, I said, we are related, my cousin and I. So they said, well, would you go to do electrical welding? We said, yes. So we did that, and I said, well, when our training was over, well, you can either go down south and into a factory, or you can go to Swan and Hunter shipyards at War's End and work on the boats. So we said, oh, well. So we decided to go there. People are going to work with, you know, because we've heard so many things about it, you know.
What's your choice?
Well, that respectable people sort of the way look down on, I think, you see, lady workers there somehow, you know. But honestly, when we got there, it was great. We enjoyed it.
So you were a bit worried in case everybody's...
Well, we thought there were the different type of person, you see. We were sort of more sheltered with being here. We thought, what are we going to get into?
Mm-hmm.
You know, working with men.
Yeah.
You know, we thought, well, oh, dear me. You know, but never mind. We had quite a really good time there. We were well.
That a sort of difference? I mean, you came from, I mean, during the war, the pit used to be open here. Was it?
Oh, yes.
So, I mean, is that a difference between coming from a mining?
Well, no. You see, our parents were very narrow-minded, I would say, reasonably narrow-minded, in those years, in the war years especially. Well, you see, they were frightened in case anything was going to happen to us, you see. Anybody working in the shipyard, they thought it was a little bit, you know.
It was just a bit.
Yes. So, of course, when we went for our interview, we were dressed to kill, and they said, oh dear, would you go into the offices, you know, and work in the offices? I said, oh, I don't want to go in the office. I don't like office work. I said, well, try it in the, you know, working in the yard. So we did, and we enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I got...
Can I say, right, it's just something I want to ask a question about. You said that you're given the choice between going down south, you? Who gave it? Oh, Whitland and Shipyards. Who gave you that choice?
At the end of our training in the War Zone Training Centre.
So it was one of the supervisors there?
Yes. They said, could I go down there and work in a factory or stay here and work in the shipyard? So, of course, we said we'd work here. But we'd get home every weekend then, you see. And my cousin, of course, she was separated because two ladies weren't allowed to work together. Why? I don't know. I suppose it's working with platers, electricians, joiners, and such as, you know, of course, we were tack welding. So I was on an aircraft carrier. It was in the stocks at the time, and it was the HMS Leviathan. And next to it was the cruiser, I think it was the Superb, and they were sort of making it from a war vessel into sort of a luxury liner, you see. That was in the next stop.
They were making
it into a sort of a liner, a peacetime ship, you see. It was a, I think they were going to make it into a sort of a ship for war, but it was too late in the time that they knew it was going to be peace in the trans.
Can you tell me what time you went on?
1943.
1943.
About 1945. So and the Duchess of Kent launched the HMS. The old Duchess of Kent. I was working with platers at first, and then I worked with electricians and joiners. Actually, I think I worked with the platers mostly. Of course, you did for tack welding, you see.
You would start off working on building the ship and then finishing.
Well, it wasn't actually finished, I don't think, because you see, I got my release when I was 21, because they were paying them off then, you see, because it was
the end of the war.
Well, it was the end of the German war, you know. I mean, they were still fighting the Japs, but when you were 21, you see, I suppose you would be getting the big money, and they were paying you off then, because the men were coming back, you see, from the war.
What kind of money did you get?
I got £8.50 when I was on piecework. I think that was a fortune.
Oh, what was your piecework? How did they?
Well, we could go back. Well, it was the platers that were on piecework, you see. Well, we had to work as quickly as they did so that they could get their money, you see.
Yeah.
And we could work overtime, you see, if we wanted to. Well, if the platers wanted to work overtime, they would ask us to see if it was all right with us. But we hadn't really all that much to do, so we said yes, we'd go in, you know, and work with them so that they could make more money too.
What about, so you were working with the platers and the platers squad?
Well, there was only three of them, really, I was working with. One was called Bill Charlton, I remember him plainly. And another one, Jackie, and then George Stevenson, and he belonged to Wards, and I can remember that as plain as can be.
I was wondering who paid you. You got to pay.
We got, well, we used to get our money every week at the office, you see. We had sort of a checkout number.
Yeah.
We got our little pay packets, and I used to come home on a Saturday lunchtime for Sunday evening. But,
where did you stay? We stayed
at Holy Cross and Wards End.
Was it the landladies or?
Yes. Oh yes, we had private. They got us them actually at the training centre. They had lists of people that would take us in, you see.
Were they connected with the shipyard as well?
No.
No, I meant the people who were the family you stayed with the family.
Oh yes.
They had nothing to do with the shipyard.
We stayed with the widow at first. She was getting too old, and then we stayed with another lady and gentleman. And we stayed there really till we were released, you know, on a very good, digs.
What did, can I go just back to the training, what did the training involve?
Well,
for the electric
welding. The electric welding. Where do you start? Welding bits of metal and things, you see. Then we had to go to school. When we were doing the tap welding and things, we went to school so many hours in the day to learn fractions and things like that. You know, well, we knew them, but I mean, to brush up on that for measuring, you see. But it wasn't these really with our electric welding. It was more of a sort of bench work. And
so did you actually work on the ships?
Oh, yes. We worked with them when they were on the docks, and we worked on them when they were on the river. Yeah. Oh, yes, we were up and down with the hold and up and down, overhead tacking, and the lot.
Did you work on shell plates?
Yes.
You tack shell plates?
Oh, yes. Everything. Yes, everything.
So you worked a lot of the time with plates?
Mm-hmm. Most of the time, I would say, yes.
So how you were talking before, you were worried, sort of like, about your worries about going into the shipyard? Mm-hmm.
Well, we didn't know what it involved, you see. Yeah. You see, when we were young, you know, what it was what you used to hear, you know. Women in the shipyard, so that's a bit common. Said to me, you know, worked in the shipyard and kept that quite to ourselves, you know. Oh dear.
So you didn't tell anybody that you worked there?
Oh yes, we did at the end. Oh yes, but we thought, you know, with the rents and the uniform and things like that, you know. But it wasn't our fault, really. We got as near as the water as we could. And then as time went on, you see, the sailors and the air crew, they sort of came to where I was on the runways too, for the aircraft carrier, you see.
Oh, yes.
I was tackling those, the airplanes. And then the crew came on board, the sailors, and that was near the end, 1945, I think. But we heard later on, a good few years later, they took it away and dismantled it. It wasn't used. No.
Sometimes happens.
Yes, well, that one did. I was a bit disappointed, really, you know. If it's happened, you know. But I always remember the Leviathan. I really... It was an experience. And what? I cried when I left. I did cry because I'd got used to the company. And honestly, I can honestly say we were treated very respectfully. And there was never any bad language,
yeah.
Not like what we thought there would be, you know.
Yeah.
Who were they curved their tongues when we worked with them anyhow. I mean, I don't know what they were like with others. But they were very kind, actually. We had some good fun. Well, there was an air raid warning, and we all had to go onto the battleship without... We had a sort of, the men had the tin sort of cans with the tea in, you know. And we were all under the stocks and under the battleship. Because, you see, they were traceable to them.
Trying
to see they were bombing, and then the incendiaries started. But that was only one, because we were just about finished then. And we were under there for a long time. We didn't realise we were all having a sing-song. When the old cleaners had gone, we were still there, enjoying it, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, I think when you're young, you didn't have any fear. We weren't afraid or anything like that.
You weren't afraid like the going up and climbing up
No. And you used to come down front ways, you know, just sort of coming down and just holding on to a beam and just tripping away down.
Yeah.
No fear at all. You were a little bit wary at first, you know, but you soon got the hang of it.
Yeah, I just think of moving around scaffolded, climbing up masts and stuff
like
yes.
that. Oh, yes. Well, it was more or less, we weren't on masts because there weren't any masts, you see, on an aircraft carrier.
Oh, yes.
It was more flat. And the engine room, I worked down there. It was just overhead, very dark. The only thing we were frightened of was the rats, because because, you know, if you knew, if they knew that there was, you were frightened, I think they would, there was once, it was two rats that put on the one, like, the home doors, you know. We didn't want to let them know we were too frightened. It was the younger ones, you know, that played the practical jokes. And I used to be a little bit wary when it was, because it was very, very dark, and there was just sort of little electric light bulbs along me, you see, showing you where to go. And it was very dark. And we were a bit wary of any rats there.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I've been on ships.
Have you? So you would be, you know what they're like.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about men. I mean, was there any kind of resentment from the men that you were willing to take the jobs?
No.
Because, you see, they were away. I mean, there were welders there. No. But they did the full welding. You see, we didn't do full welding. We just did the tack welding and they finished it.
Right.
Because you really had to have an apprenticeship for electric welding, you see, I suppose they'd have 5 years training. Well, we hadn't. We only had a 6 month course. So we were just allowed to tack weld, and then they finished the welding off, you see. So there was no resentment whatsoever. But there was never anything mentioned, even after the war, about the women of the shipyards, you know. Everybody else got sort of, what a good job they did. But really, I don't think they could have done without us, either.
Did you resent that? That they weren't mentioned?
No. No. Didn't bother. But, I was surprised, actually, when it was my cousin from Washington. She must have got the, was it a local paper?
Evening Chronicle.
The Evening Chronicle, and she sent me the cutting. She said, no, you may be interested. And I thought, oh, yes, you know, it would be nice to sort of. We started about 7:30 in the morning. We finished about 4:30. Then we used to go back about 6:00 if we were on piecework.
Mm-hmm. I used to go. Used to go out to your digs and then come back.
Yes.
Again, did you?
Yes. We had a canteen. Then we used to go for our lunch there, but it wasn't very nice.
Was that for?
Pardon me?
So was that only for women?
Oh, all of the yard used to go. You know, for their lunch.
You said it wasn't very nice.
No, it wasn't. We used to get steak pie or mincemeat pie or something. And the pastry was white, you know. We used to get indigestion. And we used to have the sort of a little individual steak and kidney puddings. Mm-hmm. And they were white, and the pastry, it wasn't, well, the suet pastry wasn't cooked properly, you know.
Yeah.
And we used to eat it, of course, because there wasn't very much else.
What about, did you have a restroom or anything like that?
Oh, yes, if you weren't very well,
yeah.
First aid room. Well, there's everything laid on.
And the supervisor, woman, did you have a woman's sort of like welfare?
No, I don't know, because we didn't used to go in to all that. We never went. Well, there's only once, I think we went in, we went very well one day, I think. And we could have an hour or two. Lay down and then came back. They were good. But the only thing that used to worry us a bit was the flashes, you know, from the electric welding. We often used to get those. And if we used to go to the cinema at night, as soon as the screen lit up, our eyes used to stream with water.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it used to stream. And it was pretty grotty. And then I don't know how it happened, but I got some hot slag in my eye from a burner. Well, I had to go there to the eye burning centre for about a week or so.
Mm-hmm.
Every morning to get drops and things put in. And to this day, my eyes are scarred with it, you know. Whereas when I get my eyes fixed up, they say, have you been burnt at any time? I said, well, your eyes got a scar. Oh, I said, then I have to say, you know, probably later on in life it may affect your eyesight, but it didn't. The flashing is nasty, most of it. When you're walking about, you can't really avoid it.
I always get it sometimes.
And then some stupid idiot would sort of strike the rod as soon as you're passing, you know, young, stupid boys, I would say, you know, unless you've got the flash straight into your eyes.
What did you feel? I mean, like, one of the impressive things about this is that people like you, women who go into a man's world, really. And did you feel when you first went in you had to prove yourself?
No.
You didn't?
No. You just got on with your work. It was strange at first because we didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
You see, but they were very good. I got really very good mates, as we used to call them, to work with. You know. And they were all right.
Would
but I suppose sometimes you probably get some of the more... that made you feel a little bit uneasy, you know, that were wanting you to do more than you really possibly could. So I didn't feel that at all. It worked.
You said you were very upset when you had to leave. Would you have liked to stay on?
I would. Yes, but of course I couldn't. I missed the company.
Mm-hmm.
I missed the male company, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, you treat well, you know. Well, we were.
Yeah.
I was. You know, we used to have a bit of fun,
mm-hmm.
but clean fun, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, with the odd occasional joke, I must admit, you know, we just used to laugh it off.
Mm-hmm.
You learn how to live. You do learn. You grow up. But you find out how people do. And I worked at the chappie, and I didn't know, but it, I don't think I'd like this putting me in, because it was an awful lot.
I was going to ask you about there's this thing about, I mean, in a way you sort of say it's the company that paid you off, but it's also the fact that that working, doing the kind of work you did has always been thought of as men's work.
Oh, it was men's work. Well, yes.
But you did it.
Oh, we did it. Oh, we did. And we were filthy dirty, you know, when we came home.
But I mean...
What overalls?
But it shows that you can do it.
Yes.
And I mean, it sounds. And, I mean, to me, the reason you don't do it, that women don't do that kind of thing, is because they're not allowed to do it.
They're not allowed to do it.
By men, you see.
Well, when I came home, I of course I got my old job back. Oh, and I was unsettled. I really was unsettled. My boss was good, and I applied for a job in a garage at Billingham. Welding. And you see, I just put my name as Goldsworthy before I was married. And I wrote for the job, and I was sent for an interview. But I just signed Miss... I didn't sign Miss... I signed A. Goldsworthy.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when I went... Oh, no. I'm very sorry. We didn't know it was a lady.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt you can do the job, but you'd be working among men, and they would have to. It wouldn't be very fair on them because they said the language.
Mm-hmm.
They would have to realise that there was a lady present in there. This was a man's world.
Yeah.
I said, well, what difference does it make? Oh no, I'm very, very sorry. Oh, they thought that was horrible, terrible, to go into a man's world.
Yeah, but you didn't.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
What would you have felt if you'd gone in there and they'd all swore? Would that have...
Now it wouldn't matter because you hear it all about. I have certainly sort of, as my son says, it's 1984. I mean, he does occasionally swear. I've never heard him use any bad language, mind you. I wouldn't like it if he did. But you hear it up and down the street. And I think I'll just turn a blind eye. But then, I don't know, because you see, it was 1945-46. There was no really dirty language. We never heard anything then. I suppose it would go out, I don't know. The usual swear word, well, yes, probably it would have just gone over my head.
It seems a very strange reason. So you wanted to do this job very much.
Mm. I did. Oh, I did.
And the reason that you can't do this job is because you're a woman.
I was a woman.
Don't you resent that?
Yes, I did. I must admit, I did then, yes. I thought, well, my goodness, why not? I mean, if I had the initiative to do it, I mean, I could have done it. I know I could have done it.
Yeah.
And I had a little bit of bench work experience, and I also did a little bit of motor mechanics, that I can drive a cart. But we worked in the with motors too. You see, that was a bit of training that we did at the World Zen Training Centre. And there were all walks of life. There was coloured men and Chinese. Well, in the yard there was Chinese. I worked with two from Jero. Keys Wong, I think, and George Wong or something. And they were charming. Very charming men. Very charming.
I mean, it's an interesting... it's an interesting pattern, in a way, that you can't do jobs because you're a woman.
I know, I think it's all wrong. Now, you see, it's women's lib, and they're not looked as though, oh, well, you can't do it. If it was now, I would. I like to... I don't mind getting my hands dirty. You know?
Well, still, even though there's been that change, I mean, still men do their jobs and they don't let women in, actually.
They don't. Well, I don't know. I think it's just their ego, isn't it, really?
Well, they want to keep their own, maintain their own position.
Yes, they can't think that we could do it just as well.
Or maybe they know you can do it just as well.
Well, that's it, and they don't like the idea, you see.
Because it means giving up something.
Of course it does. But, I think if I had my time over again, I think I would have gone into the Wrens, or if I'd been a boy, I would have gone into the Navy, because the water has an awful lot of pull for me.
Yeah.
I don't like swimming, I must admit, but I like being on the water.
Yeah.
And that has the pull. I don't think it was ever my mum used to say, I don't know why you like that type of thing. There's no Navy origin in either side of our family. We're all farmers.
Yeah.
But I used to love to go to Stockton and down by the docks when I was young and just watch. I was fascinated by ships. I still am. I still am. You know.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I mean, you don't come from a shipbuilding family.
I must have been a pull somewhere in me. Well, actually, my cousin and I, we went to, where was it? St. Isaac, Cornwall. Last year on holiday. Well, in Truro Cathedral, our ancestors' plaque is there, the Tregonnins, and they belong to Cornwall. Well, apparently, we tried to find a little bit of the family history, you know? And the bishop came and he said, what are you looking for? He told him, and he showed us where it was. And he said, well, the Tregonnins, he said, I think we're pirates and going back and back and back. Like we do in Cornwall, you see, we're pirates. So that could have sort of gone back into those days, smugglers.
Yeah. Maybe.
And going back all those years. Well, I think that's the only thing, because none of the other ones in our family like the water.
Did you have to join a trade union?
No, I don't think so. I think for a short time I don't think there would be. You know,
well, there were.
The men would, but I can't remember joining any trade union. No, I wouldn't say that.
Well, you didn't get the job in the garage. Did you get any other kind of work?
Just didn't bother up to that. I thought, well, what's the point? We'd all be the same, you see. It was a man's world then, you see. But the electric wedding, I really don't think you ever lose it. I think I could do it again, even now, although I've never tried. I think I could still do it. I wouldn't say I could do it for a long time. It's a mistake, and pure balls here and there. So, whether it would be pure balls, where the waters would have to cover up. You one chappie I worked with, he was the welder. And we used to call him the mad welder. He was full of